News Network. Tomorrow's news, today. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Show we do is a heavy news day. Anybody that thinks there's a slow news day is not paying attention. With the incredibly accelerated society and civilization we live in, as we accelerate towards the quickening. But this Sunday, May 10th, 2026 transmission is particularly jam-packed. We've got Trump set a couple days ago to China with huge stakes and issues being discussed. And a lot of the experts are saying, I tend to agree with them, China holds all the cards right now because of some missteps by Trump and traitors inside the international system. We also have Netanyahu demanding the war continue until Iran fall in a 60 Minutes interview, and then his lackeys, who basically Trump says are his advisors, Mark Levin saying do whatever it takes, basically including nuclear weapons. So they are back to all of that. Then, of course, we have them trying to launch COVID 2.0 and the Hunter virus, and the same, you know, UN usual suspects hyping all of that exactly the way they did before. And now they are dropping off the people from the cruise ship supposedly have the virus. So just absolute fear-mongering going on there. We have a scandal with J.D. Vance having to pay to have people to attend his rallies. I like J.D. Vance. And just a year ago, the rallies would have been jam-packed. It's Trump. It's people pissed off at Trump. I don't need to see a poll. I'm on the street. I travel the country. I have millions of listeners that were formerly Trump supporters and still support him over the Democrats. We're just horrified. And that's going to have blowback, and already is in all the polls, on the midterms in 6 months and on J.D. Vance and people like that. So, yeah, they had to pay $100 to get people to go to his rallies. And just a year ago, Vance would have rallies and easily 10,000 people would show up just to see him. And now 500 show up to see him. This is all Netanyahu and Trump's doing. This has been all their mishandling of things and doing things that are patently wrong and unpopular. And all of the idiots out there, the paid influencers that went along with this and who are being paid by Israel, Salem Radio, thousands of other influencers, Israel spent $500 million in just the last 9-10 months funding all this. They admit it. At least they admit it. And now they just earmarked $760 million more to spend from now to the election, not helping get Republicans elected, but browbeating real populist nationalist conservatives that actually stand for what Trump previously stood for. And I don't mean to go off on a jag on that, but we got a lot of news on that front as well. It's just incredibly illustrative of all of this. And tens of millions spent trying to take out Congressman Massey and install a neocon in there as well, but looks like that's going to fail. Jack Dorsey, former owner of Twitter, just came out and endorsed Thomas Massey, not just for Congress, but for president. I was blown away whenever a very well-known talk show host and podcaster, the biggest in the world, one time at dinner said, no, Jack Dorsey loves you. Look at all these text messages that you're always right and how much he loves you. I'm like, well, it'd have been great if he kept me from getting kicked off there, but okay. You just learn these people are closet listeners. Why don't they act on it? Well, I guess he is now. Huge broadcast coming up. Share the live feeds of Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster, and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just sea moss and shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it. And get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, you've heard the globalists, Klaus Schwab, the rest of them say, you will eat the bugs, Larry Fink. Now they're saying you will eat the cockroach milk. I'm going to make school children eat deadly cockroach milk. I'm not kidding. That's mainstream news. I'll explain how they push such sick garbage on us and why that's part of the key part of their agenda. Wow, just go back and show some of this amazing B-roll you don't have on TV right now. Back that up like 20 seconds. That is amazing stuff the crew put together. I guess Dan put that together. That's actually real footage. Oh, my goodness. Mixed in with AI. Sorry. If you're a radio listener, remember we always simulcast full TV production at Real Alex Jones on X, the network, at AJN Live on X, on Rumble, The Alex Jones Show, and rumble.com/@AJN Live. So thank you again so much for joining us here. Just up front, I want to just remind listeners and also just tell new listeners who are tuning in every millisecond, this is the most hated, demonized, attacked broadcast in the world by corrupt globalists, pedophiles, Satan worshipers, evil governments, out of control corporations. This broadcast is kryptonite to their evil. So please just remember, ladies and gentlemen, that we can't do any of this without you. And I thank you all for your support. Oh, this B-roll that Dan made is just too good. I can't do the show now. Back it up 30 seconds. Because they're playing this badass stuff off of the screen. You don't see it. I have the live feed over here. And I'm like, you got to let people see this. I tell you what, we're going to get to this later. Turn it off. It's too good. Let me just guess. Dan put this together, didn't he? Dan's not here right now, but I know we got a lot of great graphics people. But Dan is just, I mean, I know instantly when I see his work, it's all just, well, he's the Tiger Woods of graphics. Just turn it off. It's distracting me. It's too powerful. Goodness gracious. Then I was in a group chat, or well, the three of us, with Joe Rogan and Eddie Bravo today. And Eddie's sending me links, and I'm sending them links, and Joe's sending links. And I see this link that said, Lana Del Rey practicing killing. And I think, is that a new song of hers? And I click on it, and it sounds just like her. It's an amazing song. And I text back to Eddie, and I go, is this AI? He goes, yeah, I wrote this song during the pandemic and performed it. He's a great musician, not just a world champion jiu-jitsu. He goes, but I put her voice to AI, and I'm like, this is gold. Do I have permission to make a music video? He goes, of course, that's why I sent it to you. So in the next few days, we'll have this done. I'm tempted just to post the song and see what you do with it. It's creme de la creme as well. So I'm kind of overloaded here on just all the amazing art that the crew and others have been producing to illustrate what we're doing. And then I'm deep into research. This is a two-hour show, and the 2 hours with Royce White coming up Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. It's kind of ridiculous to have, let's not exaggerate, 10 hours of preparation for this show. And then I get to the edge of the cliff and I'm just like, wow, I did so much preparation, so many clips, so much bombshell information. How do I even begin to cover this? But I'll do my best job, as they say. Now, before I criticize President Trump to get him back on track, or to not go to full nuclear war, which is what we're doing, we don't do it to help the Democrats. Trump getting off track helps them in all the polls and all the studies and all the information. We're trying to stop that. You know, just like if you were at a military base and a monkey broke into the building and there were live hand grenades, you caught the monkey and pulled the pin out of the hand grenade, you want to get the pin back in the hand grenade. Not saying Trump's a monkey. It's an analogy. I am saying Netanyahu and Benjamin Netanyahu's minions, like the collapsing Daily Wire and Ben Shapiro, Little Ben, and Mark Levin, who wears a giant woman's brooch, American flag. I am saying they're flying monkeys of evil. So I'm going to get to that huge news where they're like, look, stay in the war no matter what. You got to stay till Iran collapses, pedal to the metal, you know, basically use nukes if you need to. You saw Trump a few days ago say, hey, if Iran doesn't make a deal fast, it'll be one big glowing crater. That's a nuclear weapon threat. There's no other way to see it. He did that 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And I said, 25th Amendment, keep that up. We came international headlines, and Trump got all pissed off at me, but he did come out the next day and say, I'm not going to nuke them. No nukes will be used. Well, then you say, tune into Levin to hear what needs to be done. He's like, Mr. President, Harry Truman dropped two atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and you need to start dropping the bombs now, sir. So you say, tune into this. This is what I believe. And you're making statements about Iran will never exist again. Their entire civilization destroyed in one day, never to return. Thought we're trying to liberate them. And now you're doing it again. So you're the president of the United States, most powerful man in the world, with one of the biggest nuclear arsenals in the world. I take that very serious when you say it. And it sounds like a evil superhero, or, you know, a evil supervillain from one of these Marvel movies. I mean, that's not who you want to be. It's hard to make the Democrats look good with all the evil they're involved in, but he's been doing a pretty good job. But before I plunge into all that, the latest developments with Iran, the Strait of Hormuz, big developments, Russia, China, Trump set to go to China. Let's talk about something good Trump just did. He's been doing a lot of good stuff. Mixed in with really bad. We just call balls and strikes. President Trump drops truth. We need to stop pumping babies full of endless vaccines. I do believe in vaccines, but I don't believe that you have to have a mandate for all of that. I look at these beautiful little babies, and they get a vat, like a glass, big glass of stuff, pumped into their bodies, and I think it's a very negative thing. Remember when that video of a phone conversation with RFK Jr. about 6 months before the election, 2024, leaked? Reportedly, RFK's son did it. Trump's like, I agree. We have too many shots, clearly connected to it. We need to cut back. Babies don't need a hepatitis shot. That's sexually transmitted. Why do they do that? I mean, he's smart, folks. It's not dumb. We have all the studies, Trump. The flu shot has never helped. In fact, hurts your immune system. The COVID shot didn't help. Destroys your immune system and more. It's all a lie. Sanitation is what dropped all these major diseases and all the major studies. And then vaccines came along in the 40s and 50s and actually reversed a lot of that progress. It's a fraudulent science. Can you learn immunity from a shot? Yes, but it almost always carries worse side effects, bare minimum, because the shots are contaminated with whatever it's manufactured with. You also then have an autoimmune response to that. So you grow the vaccine on peanut protein, everybody gets a peanut allergy. You grow it on monkey kidneys, and the monkeys have got SV40 cancer virus, you get cancer. This has been known. And they just sweep it under the rug, sweep it under the rug. So I'll get to this later. I'm going to cover it a little bit now, but big developments on the poison shot front, big developments on the Hunta viruses, the UN clearly trying COVID lockdowns 2.0. That's all coming up later in the second hour. But you know, good for Trump saying what I know he said behind the scenes, not just with Kennedy, but others, including myself, years ago, what he told Roger Stone. He's never really said this publicly, so this is something good for him to be doing. Here it is.
I believe in vaccines, but I don't believe that, you know, you have to have a mandate for all of them. The polio vaccine's amazing. It's, you know, wiped it out. And I believe in vaccines, but You know, I think we were up to 88 vaccines. And I really feel that vaccines, if they were given in smaller quantities, they want to cut some out, and that's good, too. And I agree with that. 82 is too many. If you look at Denmark and other countries, you have 12, 14, I think 17. And we have like 82. But I look at these beautiful little babies, and they get a vat, I mean, so like a big glass of stuff pumped into their bodies. And I think it's a very negative thing to do. And I would like to see it. I'm not doing this in terms of Bobby or not. I hope they agree with that, but that's just my opinion. I would love to see much smaller shots, like 4 visits to the doctor. And I think you would have a much better result with the autism.
Yeah, in 1986, Ronald Reagan signed it. The Republicans and the Democrats bipartisanly passed it. Vaccine liability protection. Just like Trump just gave glyphosate, Roundup, total liability protection. Another bad thing he did. Reversing what Kennedy was trying to do. But Kennedy says that's only, and that's what the executive order says, while they get a replacement for it, because the majority of food, 80%, is grown with it, which is true. Still, it's damn if you don't. I'd rather just jump the tracks and have a disruption and get off of it. But regardless, they have thousands of new so-called vaccines in development. Things aren't even really vaccines. mRNA, gene therapies, you name it. But you know what they started 2 years ago? Pfizer, all these little suspects? A Hantavirus vaccine that just now, 2 weeks ago, got ready magically on time for the new hysteria and the new so-called outbreak. Is it that convenient? They must have a crystal ball or something. Wow. So, yeah, it's up to over 80 of these damn things. And they try to intimidate people, threaten people. All the different Democrat blue states are trying to pass laws and are passing laws with no exemptions where you got to take all this stuff if you live in the state. I mean, that is destroying your medical freedom. That is tyranny. They are killing us with this stuff. This is eugenics. So as bad as Trump can be, just always remember the left and Democrats are even worse. Doesn't mean we back what Trump's doing when he's being bad. Just always remember there's this fetish to only harp on Trump all day. Well, he'll be gone soon. And I've got clips today of top Democrat reporters and influencers licking their lips talking about how they're going to come after all the Trump supporters once Trump's gone. So just remember what's waiting on the other side of Trump. That's why it's so horrible that he's gone off the rails. Now, shifting gears again with something that's more nebulous. I don't really know what to think of this other than why don't you just show us because you said you would. One of the things he and Elon Musk said they would do a year ago was do an audit of the federal depository at Fort Knox in New York. There's several of them, not just at Fort Knox, of the gold that hasn't had an audit since the 70s. And no one's seen it since then. And so the reports are it's been sold or moved or gone. Who knows? So that'd be a great publicity stunt anyways to show transparency, but nope. Trump just says, well, he thinks it's there now. He thinks it's there now. That doesn't sound good to me. What do you think about this? Because we'll clip this out of the show today once we're not live and put it on X and Rumble. I really want to see what you have to say about this. I mean, does he just believe whatever he's told? I wonder if they left the gold at Fort Knox because they steal a lot. So he says both. He says he's confident the gold's there, but he's not confident. See, that's what I mean. Why don't you go there with auditors? You love to inspect things, love to expose the private Federal Reserve, billions of dollars over on their building. People want to know this. This is how you win the midterms, is action. And we are starting to see some decent indictments, so that's good too. Just call them balls and strikes here. Here's Trump on the gold at Fort Knox.
What happened to the audit of Fort Knox?
Which one are you talking about?
There was, I think when you first got into office, you and Elon Musk talked about auditing
the
gold.
Well, we wanted
to
go knock on the door, Fort Knox, very thick door, and to see whether or not we have any gold in there, you know, because we take a look at it. It's a very interesting question, yeah. We played with that. I wonder if they left the gold in Fort Knox because they steal a lot.
No need to really do that, though?
Well, I don't know. I think it's... I do want to go to Fort Knox sometime. I want to see if the gold is there. which I'm sure it will be.
So why didn't you go? Or why didn't you send J.D. Vance with Elon? Oh, you got rid of Elon. I remember now. And that wrecked your poll numbers, too. So you want to win the midterms, Trump. You want the Democrats to get back in and throw your ass in prison with your family. I think you have the pardon power, but I don't know that's going to stand up. Do the right thing. We want to know. Now, shifting gears into the big news. We are now 71 days into the splendid little war that was not a war, that was not regime change, but was to be regime change, was just to get the uranium, but we can't get their uranium. And so Netanyahu and his surrogates are all over the news saying, we got to stay the course, do whatever it takes. Levin's talking about using nukes, got a whole bunch of clips of him. Pedal the metal. And you have the Israel lobby literally in control of our foreign policy and trying to control domestic policy to keep control of foreign policy. So here is Netanyahu on 60 Minutes.
Is the war with Iran over? And if it isn't, who will decide when it is?
I think it accomplished a great deal, but it's not over because there's still nuclear material, enriched uranium that has to be taken out of Iran. There is still enrichment sites that have to be dismantled. There are still proxies that Iran supports. There are ballistic missiles that they still want to produce. Now, we've degraded a lot of it, but all of that is still there, and there's work to be done.
How do you envision the highly enriched uranium will be removed from Iran?
You go in and you take it out.
With what? Special forces from Israel? Special forces from the United States?
Well, I'm not going to talk about military means, but what President Trump has said to me, I want to go in there. And I think it can be done physically. That's not the problem. If you have an agreement and you go in and you take it out, why not? That's the best way.
What if there isn't an agreement? Can it be taken out by force?
Well, you're going to ask me these questions. I'm going to dodge them because I'm not going to talk about our military possibilities, plans, or anything of the kind.
And I'm just trying to get at how long is it going to take to achieve that aim?
I'm not going to give a timetable to it, but I'm going to say that's a terrifically important mission.
Netanyahu has openly said for 30 years, longer, 25 years in power, he wants regime change. All this find the hidden uranium, cat and mouse, WMDs, Iraq 2.0, that's all a red herring. They want regime change. They've said they want regime change. And then they don't look like they're failing at that. So they go, oh, now it's about the uranium. Over and over and over again. So I got several clips of Mark Levin. Now you'll ask, why is he important? Trump says constantly on Truth Social, I mean, literally hundreds of times, you listen to Mark Levin if you want to know what I think. So we do, even though he has very low ratings. People don't want to hear this crap. It's the lowest ratings on Fox. Pedal the metal, President. You do what Truman did in Japan. Do it. I mean, he said it over and over, and he said it again. I got a bunch of clips here. And meanwhile, the American flag on his chest gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Now he has a giant woman's brooch on his chest, this giant American flag, because he's an Israeli operative. So the more that gets exposed, the bigger the American flag gets. Soon he'll be wearing a red, white, and blue suit, I would imagine, with the American flag on it. It's just out of control. Absolutely out of control. Here's one of the clips of Levin.
Let me ask you this. If you're a general, you're the admiral, you're giving advice to the president, isn't the goal victory? I mean, you can build up industrial sites later. We saw that in World War II. Isn't the goal to do whatever you have to do? I mean, short of something, you know, nuclear weapons and that sort of thing and mass bombing of civilian centers, but there are other things far short of that that can be done, that if you need to do them, you do them in order to eliminate the threat, whether it's nuclear weapons, ballistic missiles, terrorism, and eliminate the regime. My attitude is this. The only reason they have a nuclear program is because of that regime. And the only reason I have the ability to reconstitute it once the president of the United States, Donald Trump, is gone is because of that regime. Am I wrong about that?
Absolutely not, Mark. When you really look at it, we have spent decades in the military with this thing called a proportional response. When you're dealing with a country that is in pursuit of a nuclear weapon, a proportional response is not an option. It must be overwhelmingly crushing the regime and their ability to reconstitute any type of nuclear program or any program whatsoever. They have clearly shown, as the number one state sponsor of terrorism around the world, much less in the Middle East, they must be decisively defeated. And we should be in a position where we dictate the terms of surrender to them, not the other way around, where they say, well, this is on the table, but not that. This is what we're willing to discuss, but we're going to keep it separate from that. No, these are the items that you have to meet and the criteria that you have to have in place in order for us to have a cessation of hostilities. And until we reach that point, we are going to continue to squeeze you economically and, if necessary, continue strikes against your leadership, the military, and all those sites that allow them to have a normal functioning country.
Very well said.
By the way, it's all been declassified that the U.S., Britain, and Israel, for decades and decades, the main funders of Al-Qaeda and ISIS and the main funders of terror worldwide. And they just put the head of Al-Qaeda a year and a half ago in charge of Syria. So I don't want to hear that Iran's the main funder of terror worldwide. Do they fund Hezbollah that does some terror stuff? Absolutely. Do I like the mullahs? No. Just stop lying. Oh, the Iranians are so evil, they're going to use dolphins that put mines on boats. They don't even have that. Meanwhile, the U.S. is the king of it. It's just like, stop lying. Here's Levin stroking Trump's ego just a few nights ago.
Welcome back, America. We're here with Brett Velikovich. Now, this is a man who knows what he's talking about. He's a former U.S. Army intelligence and special operations soldier. He served multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was a U.S. Army special operations intelligence analyst, former Delta Force. And he's like the world's expert on drones. And he founded Powerless. So I wanted to mention that.
If I was advising the president, I'd tell him, now is not the time to let up. If you let up, you hand the Iranian regime survival. You hand them exactly what they want and have used as a tactic for decades. This regime right now is trying.
Let's stop again. We were told last June, July with Midnight Hammer that it was the most perfect military operation in human history. And it was very well done, and I'm not denying that. And it did basically destroy the main sites under, you know, 5-10 stories of rubble. Nobody's getting in there to get that stuff. And then Netanyahu's like, we got to get in there and get it out of there. What have you, like 3 months of bulldozers and cranes? What are you talking about? But we're told, oh, it's all over. And I said, this is just getting us ready for full war in the next year. Because that was the aim. That was the whole thing being briefed in Congress. It's not even secret. So now you got the Delta Force guy with the propaganda. Well, we got to keep the pedal to the metal. We got to, you know, keep this going until they fall. The Pentagon assessment from 80 days ago, just 8-9 days before this war started, that was public, was a 90% chance the mullahs don't fall and they close the Strait of Hormuz, and then we are in a larger regional war that drags on for a very long time. And Trump's like, we dropped 20,000 bombs on them. 20,000 bombs. We dropped 7.6 million on Vietnam. Did that work? So they can cherry pick these guys from the Pentagon that are war hawks and neocons and on the Israeli payroll. But all the real people, the majority, say it's insane. And they were right. We were right. They were wrong. Got one more clip of Levin coming up. And I'm going to shift gears into Trump's visit to China. And so much more, and the Hunter virus, COVID 2.0. Stay with us. I am so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on. But we need your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture capsules and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 trifecta iodine at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, for even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products. So it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directive.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot.
Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network. And you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You just got done. Practicing killing, it's the end of the world, and we just smoking and chilling. We just got done practicing.
Virus and the norovirus. They're openly rolling out mass lockdowns again, but humanity's not buying it. adaptation. He wrote it with AI and Lana Del Rey. And we'll put out a music video in the next few days with it. Talking to him and Joe Rogan about this today. Appreciate it. No, good old Hillary right there. A nice person. All right, let me, we're getting the poison shots here in a little while. Also, they lost thousands of seats at the federal, regional, and local level of the Labor Party. With Keir Starmer, the biggest loss in Labor's multi-hundred-year history in the UK. And but still, the Muslims won a bunch of seats. They're running around celebrating. We got video of that. We got a totally jam-packed second hour, and then third and fourth hour with Royce White tonight. Be sure and stay with us. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds. Real Alex Jones on X, at AJN on X. Be sure and follow us there and on Rumble, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show, and another channel with other feeds, rumble.com/ at AJN Live. That is so critical. When you do that, it changes the whole game. All right. So just finishing up with the Iran situation, 71 days into this, it is wrecking the world food supply and the planting season. It has already massively increased energy prices, already jet fuel shortages. That is creating more inflation here and around the world. Trump is acutely aware of that behind the scenes, and more publicly is. But Netanyahu and his surrogates are saying, pedal to the metal, do whatever it takes, don't stop. We got to remove the regime or nobody's safe. Meanwhile, Pakistan, if Israel nukes Iran, is saying they'll nuke Israel. This is total insanity. And again, I don't have some hard-on for Israel. I don't have a fetish for this. I don't want Israel to be the main issue. But they have very bad leadership. They're out of control. Netanyahu's cornered. He's already been convicted. If he doesn't keep this war going, he's going to go to prison. So it's just like when the bank robber gets caught, when the cops come in, he grabs the teller, puts a gun to their head and says, get out of here, fuel me up a plane to Latin America. I'm going to blow these people away. That is what Netanyahu and the Likudnists are doing right now, and it's so dangerous. So here's another clip of Levin, and I'm done talking about it, other than a clip of Hillary, who sounds just like them when she was running for office against Trump, and Trump said she was crazy, don't attack Iran. He said, Kamala's crazy, she'll give you World War III, don't attack Iran. Remember that Trump, the one I support? And then that dovetails with a new videos. Tens of thousands of Christian houses blown up the last few months in Lebanon. Just yesterday, they blew up a high-rise apartment building. This is what Americans are paying for, folks. It's out of control. In fact, so just play Levin, and then back-to-back, go to Hillary flashback, because they're all peas in a pod, and now Trump is aligned with this, and then go into the Lebanon apartment building being blown up. Here it is.
I don't think tit-for-tat's going to really handle it here. It's a good start, and I do think we need to put the pedal to the metal, pick up where we left off militarily, keep choking them off economically, and for God's sakes, arm these people. We keep saying they're in a position to rise up. Well, they rose up. These people rose up like no people I've ever seen before, and they lost 50,000 of their fellow citizens, most of them young
people.
It's
up to 50 now.
And as I speak to you tonight, they're being hanged one after another.
They already gave them weapons.
They're being raped. They're being tortured. They're being butchered. What else do these people have to show where they hit, where they,
it's
where
like
they make
Christians
it clear
in Lebanon having their whole neighborhoods blown up by Israel.
All I know is this, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. When we armed the Afghan people, the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, it worked.
Then we got Bin Laden.
When we armed the Angolan rebels, it worked. When we armed all kinds of freedom fighters in Central and South America during the Reagan administration, we pushed communism out of there, not everywhere, but in a lot of places. These people are ready to fight, but they can't fight with their bare hands when they're facing automatic weapons and tanks and so forth and so on. Can't we give them a chance? I read, and it could be dead wrong, that Erdogan in Turkey has objected to the Kurds and so forth.
Israel will attack Turkey now.
There are other people who would rise up. There are other groups that can be armed. If there's not, we should have been working on them during the ceasefire. All I know is the CIA in the 1980s was up to the task in doing this, and we did it. Arm the people, give them a chance, keep the foot on their throat, and keep the military pressure on,
and we'll get this over with, and we'll have a victory. Yeah, right.
And I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran. Whatever stage of development they might be in their nuclear weapons program in the next 10 years, during which they might foolishly consider launching an attack on Israel, we would be able to totally obliterate them. That's a terrible thing to say, but those people who run Iran need to understand that, because that perhaps will deter them from doing something that would be reckless, foolish, and tragic.
Now, above the Israel level, above the U.S. level, BlackRock, the globalists, the big banks, love this. They want a global ongoing recession. They want a reset. They want everybody in debt. They want the average person to go bankrupt so they can bring in their global social credit score. That's what this is all about. That's what this has always been about. And so everything you see in Europe, everything you see in Australia, everything you see in Canada, everything you see in the U.K. is what they want to bring here. So now I want to get into the elections they just had, the total bloodbath in the U.K. But because they're parliamentary and have dozens of parties, the Labour Party is able to change the rules every time. So Keir Starmer and the Labour Party won with 50% of the vote last time. They've been in power for many years now. And now he's pledging, I have clips of it, to stay in power another 8 years at least as he lets the Muslims run wild, crime run wild. You privately pray 1,000 feet from an abortion clinic, you go to jail. You read from the Bible in public, you go to jail. The UK is the model of hardcore globalist tyranny. So let's play clip 55. UK Keir Starmer lost over 1,303 council seats. They lost regional government, they lost local government, and they lost in the parliament. And then let's dovetail that with clip number one. This is Muslim councillors that just got elected in Birmingham, England, celebrating. So we were supposedly fighting the Muslims since 9/11, 2001, so they wouldn't come here. The average number, if you average Europe, Canada, the U.S. together, is there's 15 times the Muslims here than there was 25 years ago. So we're not fighting them over there to not fight them over here. We go stir them up, blow them up, and then bring all their angry, pissed off beehive people over here like a stirred up hornet's nest to take control of our countries and to elect people like Mondami. So this is a larger strategy attention, a larger destabilization of the West, and then our Western governments then use the Islamic threat to take our liberties and freedoms and grab our balls and put us in scanners at the airport. Here's the clips.
What a night. Keir Starmer has got the kind of spanking that you'd expect to see in 50 Shades of Grey. As I speak, Labour has lost more than 1,300 seats, apparently. They have lost Wales for the first time in 100 years. The Labour First Minister in Wales lost her seat. People just didn't like 20-mile-an-hour speed limits becoming a nation of sanctuary for the third world and terrible healthcare, did they? So there you go. Sunderland's gone. Newcastle's gone. They've lost control of Camden, they've lost Westminster, and I can't think why.
Amdar Nara Zanatam Sayar, the Westminster Council, Amdar Housing Register System Rabudlaitam.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's because they kept advertising free stuff to foreigners who didn't speak our language, and people decided they didn't really fancy any more of that. In Birmingham, they've lost seats to this lot.
Only one independent in those islands, that's Asim Khan. We don't want people who have been with the Labour Party previously, been campaigning against Ayub Khan, now standing as independents. No, we don't want people like that.
Gosh, Labour losing because of mass immigration of people from various different Muslim countries. I mean, why else might Labour have lost out in Birmingham?
Coming to the butchers with me. Door open. Rubbish heavy. Oh, hello, sir.
You work in the butchers, obviously, or are you just carrying around a sheep? Looks like a goat.
Yeah. Oh, it's the bin strike as well, isn't it? The bin strike everywhere. Labour has lost control of now, I think, it's 11 councils, including Tameside, a Labour stronghold, for 47 years. Labour MPs, Nadia Whittemup, Sana Begum, Jonathan Brash, Clive Lewis,
right,
Ian
let's
Labour.
Stop there and move on. Here are those where the Muslims won some seats celebrating. And I'm going to show you whether it's Ireland, whether it's Scotland, whether it's Portugal, whether it's France, they are electing illegal aliens. And we'll look at the Scottish Prime Minister who had to step down last year, who said there's too many white people in Scotland. Sounds like Longshanks from Braveheart. The problem with Scotland is there's too many Scots. So let's see the Muslims celebrating where they did win in the UK. Is they vote in a tribal block, and it's all about conquering, no matter where they are. So here's the former Scottish Prime Minister, he's gone now, who literally said the problem is white people, and then just yesterday in Scotland, they elected an illegal alien transgender to a high position. Let's play those clips back to back. Then let's shift gears to Portugal with the Sikh community. And if you dare ask questions about that, and they've gone from like 2% foreigners to over 10% in just a few years, the point is they're bringing them in to have them take over. I'm not against the Indians, the Muslims, at the end of the day, except they never put up with us coming over there. This is being done by the left with replacement migration to create division and control. Here's the clips.
Lord Justice Clark, white. Every High Court judge, white. The Lord Advocate, white. The Solicitor General, white. The Chief Constable, white. Every Deputy Chief Constable, white. Every Assistant Chief Constable, white. The Head of the Law Society, white. The Head of the Faculty of Advocates, white. Every Prison Governor, white. And not just Justice. The Chief Medical Officer, white. The Chief Nursing Officer, white. The Chief Veterinary Officer, white. The Chief Social Work Advisor, white. Almost every trade union in this country headed by people who are white. In the Scottish Government, every Director General is white. Every chair of every public body is white.
My name is Dr. Q Manavanan. I am a transgender Tamil immigrant. My pronouns are they, them. I am, to some in this country, everything that the hateful despise, and I'm standing here as your MSP now with care. They say politics is the arch of the possible. A politics of care, I'd say, expands what's possible for everyone left behind, pushed out, or never invited in. A scholar I love called Saidiya Hartman wrote that the holes that bind us are also the bonds that free. Every barrier placed before me with the Greens was the reason also that we pushed further. And this is what diversity looks like in power.
You can look it up. That person is an illegal alien elected to a high position in government. Because they can assault you and make you just do insane things, you'll do anything. If you'll accept 2 men and have a baby, or you put a man who's a convicted rapist or child predator in a woman's prison, you'll put up with anything. It's all about seeing what you'll put up with. And you've got all these foreign tribes and mafias that come in and ally with the different government bodies, and they're taking over. It's the same strategy anywhere in the West, from Australia to Canada, from Germany to Italy to France to the United States. They know what they're doing. That's how you take down the West, because the West isn't compatible in the larger globalist system. Here's a short clip of just the example of the invasion of Portugal. Listen to these numbers and then see what's happening.
Get back up, back up, back up.
This is Portugal.
Don't touch me. Get away from me.
He keeps coming to me.
They're the ones attacking me.
A small 10 million person country where foreign residents went from 4% to 15% of the population in 7 years. Indians are now the second largest immigrant group behind Brazilians.
Where are you guys from?
Punjab.
Punjab?
Yeah, I'm from Punjab.
Most people from India?
See.
Looks to be a ton of Sikhs over here. Free drinks and beverages. Hi, how are you? What is this?
What is it? It's a special event today.
Okay, is this Khalistan?
Yeah, Khalistan.
That's Khalistani?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. What's your name, my friend? Say hi.
No, what are you telling him?
I said hi.
And what do you say? Khalistani? What is
Khalistan? An independent nation for Sikhs? Tell me about Khalistan. Why are you so sensitive about that?
No, I don't want to tell you something.
Oh, I see. Is that a sensitive topic? I don't know. I thought it was Khalistan.
What does Khalistan mean?
Okay, we don't know. They see themselves as somewhat independent from the rest of India. Where are you guys from? Talk to me.
You can walk
on the public street, right?
I know, check your ID.
My ID?
Yeah?
I'm just traveling, though. I don't want to give you my ID.
You are not his traveler, man.
Huh?
I know you are his Portuguese.
So what's going on? What's going on here?
What are you doing there? Don't try to be smart. Huh?
I'm not trying to be smart. You're trying to be smart.
But don't touch.
All right, then get away from me then.
Put this off.
No, I'm not going to.
You are going to.
No, I'm not going to. No, I'm not. He's already calling the shots here. No, leave me alone. Leave me alone. What is your problem? Who are you? Who are you?
I'm already in the authority.
I don't care. Who are you? Where are you from?
I don't
Where are you from?
Care.
Get back up. Back up. Back up. Back up. Don't touch me.
You
are all up on my face.
Speak when you're on the plane.
What are you doing? What is the problem?
What are you doing?
Get away from me. What is your problem?
What are you doing?
I'm talking to people.
Don't do that.
Relax, relax.
You dirty language.
Don't lecture me on dirty language. Get away from me. Don't touch me either. He's coming on me. I can show you on video.
Which channel you have on YouTube?
It's irrelevant. You want me to leave?
Yes.
Okay. Fuck off me. I gotta shut up.
Go.
I'm moving.
Get out of here, man.
I can't walk on the sidewalk. Get me on the sidewalk. He's gonna beat me with the beat stick, George Floyd style. He keeps coming to me. They're the ones attacking me. I'm one guy. Okay.
Putas daqui pra fora. Putas daqui pra fora.
Ay, ay, ay.
What do you
want me to do? I'm moving.
On the other side.
I'm trying to leave. My car is over there.
The other side.
My car is over there. Yeah, Mocking, you have the beat stick. You have the gun. You win.
So, whether you're in Canada or Europe or Australia, notice that when the foreigners attack you, the police come and attack you. This has all been set up. It's replacement migration. Go to the UN website, type in replacement migration. It's a 2000 plan to bring in 680 million illegals to North America and to bring in 300 plus million to Europe. It's all official. When you talk about it, the ADL comes out and says you're a Nazi and says arrest you. Calls for my arrest. You want to see the clips? They're galas with Sacha Baron Cohen. It is crazy town. All right. Hour number two is coming up. And we got to look at Disney and a bunch of their cruise ships raided last week. And big pedophile bust got almost no coverage. So we're going to look at the history in the first 5 minutes of the next hour of Disney and its huge connection to pedophilia. Then we're going to look at the midterms. We're going to look at J.D. Vance. We're going to look at the poll numbers. We're also going to look at the good news of the Supreme Court ruling on redistricting and how that's changed so much. We'll be looking at that. Then we're going to look at the poison shots and the new pandemic with the hantavirus they're trying to push and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation pushing cockroach milk, more nutritious than cow's milk. Scientists released a new shocking study. You have any idea how toxic the just the exoskeletons of the cockroaches are? Very carcinogenic. That is all coming up, and that's just some of what we'll cover in hour number two. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds. We're all Alex Jones on X and Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, and tell folks about that local station you're listening to. That is so important. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have been running a series of flash sales for only 2 days. And the last sale ended last night, Saturday night, like I said. I'm announcing this live on air Sunday night, the 10th of May, 2026. So you have 2 days through Monday into Tuesday to get a massive buy one, get one free deal at our sponsor that owns the Alex Jones Network. Keep us on air. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And these products really work. Obviously, I want to be the most accurate news. I want our products to be the best. So you take them and you love them and you get blown away. Now, let me tell you about Shilajit. You can go research it. Even top scientists don't know how it happens. It's millions of years old. It's mainly in the Himalayas and a few other mountains, like the Carpathian Mountains and others. When they have a big earthquake, it will be revealed, and it's like this black tar inside the rocks. And it's full of all these insane peptides that just do amazing things for men and women and stamina and energy and libido and everything else. We have private labeled at thealexjonesstore.com the top rated brand in the United States over a year ago. So when you get our Shilajit, you are getting the top rated brand private labeled by us at a price a little bit lower than it's sold at Whole Foods and in stores around the country. This is, we don't reinvent the wheel. Most of our products are just a private label of whatever's the highest rated, whatever's the best. That's what we go out, we get, we private label it. You get it from us, it funds the operation. So, if you've never taken our Shilajit, this has been out in the last year. It's got 5-star ratings, 90%+ reorder rate at thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one Shilajit naturally flavored gummies, pineapple, get one Shilajit gummies bottle free. It's a huge bottle full of these delicious gummies. Just take one a day. It's ultra-concentrated, the highest quality Shilajit, and a bunch of other super nutrients as well. Also, ultimate creatine. Not all creatine is created equal. Everybody knows it's great for muscles. It's even better for the brain. Look up creatine and Alzheimer's or brain boosting. We have the very best creatine, the very best type. Read the type it is. Look it up. We're not making that up. We want to sell you what really works. You can get Shilajit gummies, the very best, with the best creatine in a 48-hour buy one, get one free sale right now. So, either one of those, the Shilajit gummies, the ultimate creatine, you have 48 hours as of Sunday night. It ends May 12th. You have 2 days to take advantage of this right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, there's another big sale that ends in a couple days. 3 different bundles. The Modern World Survival Stack, normally $147, now $89. Shilajit capsules, atomic defense, immune booster. It's good for your whole body. The Irish Sea Moss capsules for a massive discount. That is the Modern World Survival Stack. We have the Gut Detox Defense Stack, Zeolite Detox, highest quality private label of zeolite that detoxifies spike protein, heavy metals, draws it out. So important, an incredible zeolite detox defense with the T3, best iodine on the market, the most pure on the atomic chart. One of the main things the enemy does is make sure there's not good iodine in the food supply. We have the very best, or most of the iodine that's out there is bound to another element, so you don't absorb it. This is pure iodine. It's incredible. T3 Trifecta iodine and bovine colostrum, a private label, the highest quality bovine colostrum out there. Women already know about this. It's the main thing women buy from us, but it's your skin, your hair, your eyes, everything. The first 2 weeks of any mammal's milk is just super powered. That is what this is, concentrated bovine colostrum. Normally $148, now $99. And some other big sales are about to end as well. Take advantage of them now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide. Be the reason we stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Want to thank you all for your support. Be a VIP. Get $40 and spend free in the store now as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Huge new mega sale, and it's a fundraiser for the new network. We need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. Up to 40% off on methylene blue tincture and methylene blue caps. We have the best. You're insane if you don't take it. Ultra DNA Revival that has all of the super nutrients in it that supercharge your whole body, like NAD, you name it. Up to 35% off methylene red tincture, the bovine colostrum, the MK Ultra brain booster, 30% off all apparel. There's not much market for the apparel. So that is a huge deal. Shirts, hats, hoodies, with the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. I need your support. Ultra Methylene Blue Gummies, the first run. They're super strong. It's even stronger than, it's the same company, but the way they make it, it's really concentrated when it goes into the gummy. 58% off. That's about to end. And it goes on and on and on. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And finally, the sister site of TheAlexJonesStore.com, RealAlexJones.com. They just hold back. It's a sister site because we kept it separate from InfoWars. That was the site that went to just build the fledgling Alex Jones network. And so they always hold back 10% of inventory, where it's coins or knives or collectible, you know, limited edition T-shirts or Faraday bags. They hold it back. So there's only a few hundred left of the 5 different designs, limited edition, laser engraved, World War II, but updated modern, skull crusher, brass knuckles, 10-inch, double-edged, stainless steel, razor sharp. Your last chance to get those at an incredibly low price, only $79. These knives are like $100-something bucks in stores. TheAlexJonesStore.com doesn't have them, only RealAlexJones.com. And there's other deals that are only at RealAlexJones.com, so be sure and take advantage of that and check it out. If something's sold out, The Alex Jones Store, check out RealAlexJones.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. Sugar Life Feast now.